Good evening, brothers and sisters and friends. It's an honor for me to stand in front of you. And I want to thank the elders and Brother Colin for asking me to come and say something this evening. It's funny that I asked him, how long do I need to, my talk needs to be. And he said, well, you know, it's Sunday. It might be a little longer than Wednesdays because I did before Wednesday. So I was like 15 minutes, a little longer. So I might do 17 minutes. How about that? But anyway, I'm going to start with this. En el amor no hay temor, sino que el perfecto amor echa fuera el temor, porque el temor lleva en sí castigo de donde el que teme no ha sido perfeccionado en el amor. Nosotros amamos a Dios porque Él nos amó primero. That's the wrong sermon, actually. You can find that on 1 John 4, 18 through 19. I'm just going to stick with the theme tonight, which is faith. As many of you know, the word faith, believe without proof, confidence, reliance, believe in God, loyalty, fidelity to an agreement or a promise, a religious creed. And something that I got from Alex's class this morning, from the dictionary that they got, believe in something that you cannot see. So that is faith. First, I want to thank Brother Hill for his wonderful lesson this morning, and for being a good example of faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. When you get tested, your faith grows. Your faith gets stronger. I can talk about some things that I can put in perspective about faith. I do remember the time when I was young. That was not too long, right? I was going to get married to my wonderful wife. And for some reason, we both had our doubts, and we just couldn't decide, right, if it was the right time or not. I went to God and prayed, and then I believed that she was for me, and I asked him, if it is your will, then it can be done like that. I'm going to be reading from Romans 5, 1 through 2. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we gain access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Yes, we believe because our faith. But we also need to be careful and always be aware of the temptations of this world and the way that we carry ourselves. Sometimes it is easy to forget that we are heirs of our Father, God. So we sometimes forget about our faith, and we start getting weak. Let's go to James chapter 2, verses 14 through 26. What good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such a faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, "Go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed," but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, it is not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, "You have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do." You believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. You foolish men, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our ancestor Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, "Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend." You see that a person is justified by what he does and not by faith alone. In the same way, was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them out off in a different direction? As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. I know it's hard, and sometimes I know that my faith is going to be tested, and I know that yours is going to be tested too. But I pray that I can be a strong, faithful Christian. After all, I just want to please God. I want to go to heaven. Hebrews 11:6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Seeking God is not far from us. He is everywhere. He is with us. We have to reach. We have to look for him so our faith can grow. The Bible tells us about many great people that live by faith. I want to also talk about some other character, and it's familiar to us. If we go to Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 13, it reads, "When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. 'Lord,' he said, 'my servant lies at home paralyzed and in terrible suffering.' Jesus said to him, 'I will go and heal him.' The centurion replied, 'Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it.' When Jesus heard this, he was astonished." and said to those following him, I tell you the truth, I have not found anyone in Israel with such a great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and will take their places at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then Jesus said to the centurion, go, it will be done just as you believe it will. As his servant was healed, and his servant, was healed at that very hour. In conclusion, brothers, sisters, and friends, we need to get to work by studying the Word of God, praying, believing courageously that we will have our reward because of our faith. Hebrews 11, 13 through 16 says, it reads, all these people were still living by faith when they die. They did not receive these things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, and they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they have left, they will have had an opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. So we have to get our minds on this scripture that I just read and believe by faith that there is a better place than this place right now that we're in, and that is heaven, like our brother mentioned this morning. No more suffering, no more pain, no more sorrow. Well, it is now the time for the invitation for those who want to start a new journey, a journey of faith that leads to salvation. The water is ready. Don't wait any longer. For those brothers and sisters that might need prayers, please come forward as we stand and sing.